Prophecy 37. Bless and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Given to Apostle Elizabeth Elijah, October 19th, 1999. From Prophecy 105, Yahweh said to put this up on all prophecies from now on. I warned you a long time ago, Elizabeth, not to name this ministry after a man or a woman, even before there was a ministry. I put it in your spirit, for none of this has been done by your hand. None of this has come forth from your mouth. It is from the mouth of Yahweh that's given birth. It is from the mouth of Yahushua, your Mashiach, that's given birth. It is from the mouth of Ruach HaKodesh, or Emayah, that's given birth. If it had only been by your hand, it would have failed long ago. It is by the Shekinah glory's wind that blows across this earth, the holy wind of revival. It is not by your breath that would have failed. Prophecy begins. I will bless those that bless Jerusalem. I will curse those that curse Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, my beloved daughter Jerusalem, you tiny, envied, abused nation called Israel, I send my handmaiden to bring forth the message of hope for you. You know the laws, but now I use her to bring you my promise. I, Yahweh, have blessed you and spared you because of Yahushua, my beloved son. I alone chose the Savior of all mankind to be born, minister with signs and wonders and miracles, and give you my love. For you he died, was resurrected to glory, defeated the adversary of your souls, and taking back what Satan stole. Yahushua now sits at my right hand as your only intercessor. Yahushua, my beloved son's holy blood was spilled into the soil of Jerusalem so that this world would be saved. Only by accepting his pure holy blood covering as a blood covenant will you be saved. There is no other way into my presence. Away with your feasts, sacrifices, fastings, repetitious prayers, and special days set apart to glorify I Am. If you are not accepting my beloved son Yahushua, then all you speak and do is done in vain. I gave my gift of Yahushua not only to this world, but first I gave him to you. O beloved nation I call Israel, his holy blood was shed not only for this world, but first it was shed for Israel. His blood that was spilled cries out in the soil now and speaks. I did this for you. Will you forever reject me? Will you forever curse my name? When will you see I am your only sacrifice that will appease anger my father once again? When will you see I allowed you to do this to me, and you are not to blame? Oh, for that coming day when you shall call me your beloved and reverence my holy name. I warn you this, no longer will lambs or animal sacrifices appease my father's anger or mine, only by accepting me, Yahweh's beloved son. I lay down my life willingly on Jerusalem's soil for you to be saved. Only by acknowledging that I, Yahushua, sit at the right hand of Yahweh, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will you be saved. Only by calling on my name, Yahushua HaMashiach, during the coming tribulation will you be saved. Only by loving, obeying, and looking for me can you be called my bride, as I catch you up to be by my side. I am the only deliverer of this world, the only redeemer. There is no other. So I speak not only to Jerusalem, but to this world. Get ready for what is to come. You will not survive if you don't call upon the name of Yahushua. Loving just my father Yahweh is not enough. He sacrificed me not only for my Jewish people, but for the people of all kindreds and tongues. He gave his only son to this nation so you would have a covering for your sins. All have sinned and all have fallen short of Yahweh's glory. I and my Father alone are holy and perfect. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, no human creature is without need of a Savior and of my blood sacrifice. Jerusalem is so blessed, for it was on this soil, the only pure, holy, healing, resurrecting, delivering blood of Yahushua was poured forth on this ground in Jerusalem. Why do you think Satan hates this land so much? Why do you think this land is fighting for survival since it was birthed? Why do you think it is war-torn, and every nation on the face of the earth wants to control it? Why do you think my father has blessed it in ways he has blessed no other nation? My blood was poured forth, and now will bring forth secret treasures in this world untold. The evil ones will bite and gnash their teeth as they try to the richest control. They will argue amongst themselves who will bring Israel to her knees, and the riches and spoils they will war to seize. But my father speaks forth and says to the enemies, you will not continue to divide and conquer a nation and a people I have called preordained as mine. You will not succeed in stealing from a people I call preordained as mine. They pay a price just for carrying the name of Jew, and I shall protect this nation called Israel in ways no one has ever dreamed possible. I shall protect anyone with the love for Jerusalem. Although they deny my son Yehoshua, now there is coming a time when the name of Yehoshua will again be revered. This is now why the evil tries to pass laws that will forbid the name even to be spoken under penalty of prison, torture, and death. Satan now controls the government of this nation and nations around this world. You are to submit to the governments only as much as they submit to Yahweh and Yehoshua. For the government is upon the shoulders of Yehoshua. He alone paid the price. My people are to obey the God they serve and not man. Pray that corrupt governments will be defeated and the holy ones will arise, taking back what was stolen. The land of Israel has been divided, are like my garments, gambled and sold to the highest bidder. But I, Yehoshua, will give back to Israel what has been stolen, and her enemies shall flee in seven different directions. Oh, woe to you who lift your hand to the apple of my eye. Although in this nation the name of Yehoshua is now despised, I shall turn them back to their first love, and then they will realize through their suffering, they and Yehoshua are my beloved, and my beloved is mine.